B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A 64-year-old South Korean man set himself on fire after a dispute with a matchmaking agency that refused to arrange a marriage on his behalf. Okay. He doused himself with gasoline from a plastic bottle that he was carrying. The incident occurred during a heated conversation with an employee
That's a good one.
From the company which helps South Koreans arrange marriages with international partners. Police and fire departments responded to the incident. Authorities did not disclose the company's name and identified the man only as Mr. A.
He tried everything to set his love life on fire. Back to you, Ken.
The staff at the marriage agency attempted to throw water on the man and put out the fire.
Does it say how many times, if any, he had attempted to just bring this issue to him?
I don't know.
Not even an email or an angry call?
He suffered third-degree burns to his face and body and remains unconscious. The police department added that it continues to investigate the incident. An initial police probe found that the agency refused to provide the man with a match because he had previously been married to a foreign woman. South Korean immigration laws prohibit applying for a second marriage visa for a foreign spouse within 5 years of receiving the first one. Acts of self-immolation are rare, but they do happen in South Korea from time to time.
Wouldn't it be magical if he fell in love with the person doing a skin graft?
It would be, yeah. And it would have been destined.
It would have been beautiful.
To happen, yes. An Italian couple has won a two-decade-long court battle that invoked an international treaty signed after World War II in order to prove the acceptable volume of a toilet flush. This is 20 years.
20 years. Going on.
The ordeal started
Keep fighting.
As a typical neighborhood quarrel, yet spanned nearly two decades and eventually made its way to Italy's
How
highest court.
How come you got so much water in your toilet?
It all began in 2003 when four brothers built a new toilet in their apartment. The husband and wife living next door complained that the toilet was used frequently during the night and the flush was so loud that it woke them up each time.
It's a freaking nightmare.
The couple took their case to court, demanding a resolution of the noise problem and the payment of the damages, but the trial judge rejected their case.
I spent all night crying into my poop towel.
The couple decided to take their case to the appeals court of Genoa, triggering an inspection of the two flats that ultimately found in their favor. Investigators reported that they discovered a significant excess of 3 decibels over the standards required by legislation. The flush was too loud. The four brothers were required to change the WC flush location in the apartment and pay 500 euros per year, beginning from the toilet's installation in 2003. The four brothers ultimately decided to bring the flush case to the Court of Cassation, the highest court of appeal in Italy. But finally, the High Court ruled in favor of the couple, considering the impact the flush had on their quality of life as an infringement of a right to respect one's private and family life.
So it sounds like one of those turbo flush toilets, you know?
I tell you what, man, the loudest toilets on the planet, I think, are airplane toilets.
Oh, they're pretty goddamn loud.
I mean,
yeah,
if you flush one of those, could you imagine that in the apartment next door?
Yeah.
If it was that loud? So who knows, man? This is messed up. A man was discovered dead Monday in a submerged, caged golf cart in a canal at a golf course in Indio, California.
Okay. Oh, so he's one of the guys who drives around like the driving range.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The maintenance vehicle was submerged on its side of the in a canal on the grounds of the Terra Lago Golf Course. A technical rescue had removed the cart. Firefighters extracted the vehicle and reported that the man perished at the scene. The cause of death was not stated, but more than likely he drowned.
Jesus.
According to a statement, this person was an employee of the Terra Lago Golf Course as he was traveling. He seems to have had some sort of accident that led to land him in the Coachella Canal. Cage golf carts are used to protect golf club staff from balls. The name of the victim was not yet released. Wow.
Can't call this one a hole-in-one.
That is a freak accident, big time. A beauty blogger, Kathy, claims she has a very unconventional way to save money on expensive cosmetics. She uses her friend's semen as face cream.
Oh, okay. All right.
Her friend.
I saw something similar, like on a reel or a TikTok or something like that.
Seminal fluid as a
yeah,
as a beauty cream.
Kelly Zelansky, who's 26 years old and from New York, says...
Have you ever provided that service in your youthful days, Preston?
That she was first... I'm not going to comment. She was first inspired to use the bodily fluid after seeing a video online about how it contains nutrients and protein.
Well, it's online. It must be true.
Yeah. She asked a friend if he would be her supplier and mixes the stuff with moisturizer for a smoother application, saying that it goes flaky as it dries.
Yeah.
And could be hard to keep up the supply if you're single.
Right.
And she documents this on TikTok.
I saw this one. And if you remember, Press, I showed you a week or so ago the woman who was lip syncing the Golden Girls theme.
Yes.
She does a take on this. And that's where I saw this at first.
Are you telling me that's how the Golden Girls remained youthful?
Yes. No, this one, I just.
Are you semen?
Found this woman on TikTok. She had a really, really, really funny video. And then so I was like, all right, let me take a dive and see what else she's done. And she did something. This isn't her, but she did a take on that in her TikTok video.
Hi, I'm B. Arthur.
And then finally, this isn't traditional, but that doesn't really matter. Podcaster Rich Roll says that he lives in a home in California with his wife for nearly 20 years, Julie Piet. But the 55-year-old also says that he has been sleeping in a tent outside of his home for about 2 years.
Why?
And he explains in a YouTube video that the setup allows him to sleep better, connect with nature, and support a stoic practice. He also says his marriage is all good. The couple decided that it was a good idea after realizing they prefer different indoor temperatures and realizing how much better Roll felt after sleeping outdoors.
And I know she's safe because my brother's in there with her.
But that's like us sleeping in separate bedrooms from our wives. And this guy just took it a step further and he sleeps outside.
I could literally not sleep the way my wife sleeps. I would die.
Yep. So he's gone a little bit further.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A British man has admitted, this is horrible, to enslaving and exploiting a worker who told authorities that he was forced to live in a small garden shed for 40 years.
In a small garden shed for 40 years.
Yeah, Peter Swales, who is 56, pleaded guilty to a charge of conspiracy to organize the travel of a person for the purpose of exploiting him. His father, Peter, who is 80, was facing the same charges. He was 80. He died last year before
he didn't get a chance to torture him.
Go to trial, right? Yeah. The victim was rescued in October 2018 by officers after they received a tip on a confidential helpline, and it brought them to a trailer park where they discovered a man living in a small 6-foot shed. Inside was a metered television and a mattress with a soiled duvet on top, but no lights or heat. Officers said the shed was in complete darkness when they arrived. They also found another shed on the same property. This one was used for the family dog, which was in better condition than the one where the man was forced to live.
How could you not, all that time and nobody ever happened by, or there was, it just boggles the mind.
Well, the victim now in his 60s told investigators he worked on farms doing painting, roofing, and paving work, earning him just more than $13 a day. Now lives in a supported accommodation in another community. I think they would send him to work and stuff and then lock him up.
Oh, I see, because I thought it was like 40 years living in that.
Swales initially pleaded not guilty, but reversed his plea just before the modern slavery trial was set to begin. All right, if you truly know your cat, you might know the sound of its voice. Rachel Lawrence from the UK said that her family was devastated when their cat Barnaby vanished 8 months ago, but Lawrence was in for a big surprise when she called her vet to check on the other pet cat and heard the sound of another cat meowing in the background.
Wow.
She asked the staff about it, and they told her that it was a stray that had been brought in the week before. Lawrence says the sound and the sound of the meows haunted her for hours, so she called back and she asked if the stray was black and had a patch on one of its black feet. They told her yes. She went to see the animal and says that she knew it was Barnaby as soon as she was brought into the room, where she cried some happy tears. So
I told you, Mrs. Lawrence, that's my owner.
She overheard it and she recognized the cat's voice.
I can tell the difference between my two cats. I know you have a lot, Steve. But
yes,
can you tell
the difference? They all have distinct sounds. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, absolutely. I'll know. I hear one in the middle of the night. I'm like, what does she want?
What do you want?
So we did this test last night. We have two dogs. Yeah. And I had asked my son, Carter, because I think I could do this. And they're both lickers. They like to lick you in the face and everything. And I said, do you think that you could be able to tell which, if you were blindfolded, yeah, which dog it was by their breath?
Oh,
by the breath, right?
Wait.
Yeah.
I could.
And I totally could.
Yeah, I could.
And
yeah,
he did. So we did it. He put one of those, he put a blindfold on and held one of the dogs. He was like, oh, that's Rook.
Yeah. You would have to know what each dog's ass smells like, because
that's what they're looking at. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen, I make out with my dogs all the time. Oh, I don't care.
Oh. It doesn't matter. People talk about that and they go, bring it on. I don't
it's
care.
So much love.
I love it.
Yeah, but you could too, Kathy?
I absolutely.
By the breath.
Could. Yep.
Right?
100%.
Case? No doubt.
Yep. Yep. All right. How about this? This is another animal story. A calf born on a farm in India has started attracting visitors who believe it to be the incarnation of a Hindu god thanks to its third eye and extra pair of nostrils.
Uh-huh.
This happens in India a lot.
When a there, lot. What's when with their cattle?
When there are deformities, they think that it's a, they think it's a guy.
Yeah.
Dude.
Roo!
This cow has no nose. Despite its extra features, the unusual animal has been deemed fit and healthy.
Is that a god?
Some locals have claimed the baby animal is an incarnation of Lord Shiva, one of the three gods of Hinduism. It's even led people to make special journeys to the farm in order to see the three-eyed calf, which some believe that the birth of the animal will bring luck and prosperity to the village. The cow is a sacred animal,
yes,
in Hinduism.
Very much so.
Farmer Niraj Chandal said, as soon as the cow gave birth, we thought it had some kind of a wound on its forehead before finding it as an eye.
We are seeing this as an utter miracle.
With the help of a flashlight, he said, we found...
I've been milking that joke for quite a while.
He said, we then found four nostrils, which further saw the locals thronging our home before the nocturnal birth.
Four nostrils. That blows my mind.
Locals have been offering gifts of coconuts and flowers to the new
God,
newborn
cows
calf.
Do love coconuts.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, man. Right?
There's one thing we learned.
Cows love them some coconuts.
The mother cow...
The way they climb trees and get them.
The mother cow has previously given birth to two calves before who were normal and are now fully grown. It's understood that the third eye in the animal has been caused by a hormonal disorder.
Yes.
The calf weighs around 30 pounds and has a longer tongue than any other calf.
So it's not an aberration here. But the third eye is not a functioning eye, correct?
Have
they given an eye test?
Second
what
here.
Kind of glasses would you get for that?
It said like something it. About...
Three separate monocles?
No, it doesn't say if it's functional or not. All right. How about, we got time for one more?
Yeah.
This one's kind of fun. The Missouri State Highway Patrol alert sent to cell phones blaring statewide, and it read, authorities in Gotham City, Missouri were searching for a purple and green 1978 Dodge 3700 GT. But there is no Gotham City, Missouri.
Right.
Okay. And the car referenced was the one used by the Joker in the 1989 Batman movie. Soon after the Tuesday evening alert, the patrol sent another saying to disregard it. In a brief news relief, the patrol said a routine test of Missouri's blue alert system was inadvertently transmitted statewide. The system is meant to let the public know when a police officer is killed or seriously injured in the line of duty. During the test, an option was incorrectly selected, allowing the message to be disseminated to the public. Why any... test of a system is anything more than testing 1, 2, 3.
That's really what it should
I'll
be.
I'll never know, because sometimes somebody plays around with a fake bomb threat.
Oh, it happens all the time.
War,
yeah.
And then that's the one that goes out to the entire public. So, all right. And there you go. That's what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.